on, y'all. We are back with Ja Rule.
Y'all may hear different things. Like, for example, I heard this dude that was locked up for several years, and the first thing that was weird to him is when he went to dinner with his family, everybody was on their phone. You know what I mean? Because technology and stuff is moving so fast. So when you got up, you were just, what, almost 2 years you were there?
Two years. It was definitely
socially
years.
Or anything different as far as Twitter and all that stuff? What was different?
There was no Instagram when I went in.
Okay.
That was crazy.
But it was Twitter.
There was Twitter.
Right.
But there was no Instagram. So now I'm in jail and I'm hearing about Instagram.
Right, right.
I'm like, what's Instagram? They're like, well, you know, you take these pictures and you can post comments next to your pictures. Like, yeah, it's great. Everybody's on it. I'm like, doesn't make sense to me.
You're on it now, though, right?
I love Instagram.
Okay.
So the whole time you're on timeout, right? What is that one thing you could not wait to do as soon as your foot touched soil?
Man, get with my wife and get some of that thing.
Already. So they don't let you do the visits?
No conjugal
visits. Nah.
Could y'all touch, hold hands? And
yeah. Yeah. Okay. See, you know what's crazy? Because I did state time and federal time. So in the state, you have a little more leeway. You know, they have conjugal visits in the state, but I just wasn't in a facility that had conjugal visits, which was whatever. But in the state, you're allowed to touch a little bit. You know, you give your wife your little, you know, a little kissy face. You know, you can do a little bit of that on the visits. In the feds, you can't do nothing. If they catch you rubbing a leg or anything, Get them out of here. Get them back up to where.
So you got all that built up in you now. That's all that. That's that.
Yeah, you can't do nothing but hold a hand.
Man, you can't do nothing, man.
You can hold a hand.
You can hold a hand.
And you can pet.
Yeah. People always think that Fed time is a lot easier to do than state time.
It used to be back in the day. They switched it all around. The feds is rough right now. They took all of everything is gone. You can't get girly magazines. You can't watch rated R movies. You can't get no packages. Everything you have to buy is from them. Like it's a very different thing in the feds. It's rough in the feds now. No cigarette. They took all the cigarettes. I don't smoke, but a lot of guys was like, man, I got no cigarettes.
Everybody was on edge. Now being Ja Rule locked up, is this a benefit or is it negative? Because I imagine you probably got, like, you know, people coming at you wanting to rap at you.
While I was in the feds, I met a group of kids that are incredible musically.
Mm-hmm.
Going in, I was like, you know, I don't want to hear everybody rhyme. I'm not here to hear 10,000 dudes rapping. You know, I'm not doing it. These kids hit me with like 6-7 songs that was like ready to go.
And you working with them now?
I am. They get out in 2014. I am going to put these kids on and work with them. The craziest part of the story is I went to see Tupac's stepfather, Matula Shakur, in Coleman about 10 years ago. I took some pictures with some of the guys there. So now when I get locked up and I'm in Raybrook, the kid Luch, he comes, rhymes for me, and then he says, yo, I want to show you something tomorrow. He comes and brings me a picture. It was of me and his father in Coleman. And it hurt my heart because I'm doing a book right now, and my book is really about us as black men breaking that cycle.
Right.
You know, being fathers to our kids, being there for our kids, because as long as we're in the penitentiaries, we're not there for our children.
That's right.
We're not raising our children, right. And a guard said something real crazy to me while I was locked up, you know, and it sticks with me to this day. You know, he said, your kids are my kids' insurance, basically. Like, because his kids will probably grow up to be prison guards, and our kids, our black kids, will probably end up in prison.
That's deep.
Very deep. But when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yo, that's crazy. I hated him for saying it to me, but it made me think about what we're going through as black men. I was in 9 different prisons while I was locked up, and everyone I went into was majority black.
What would you say to anybody that's listening to the show right now, any young man that's growing up without a father that might be headed in the wrong direction? What would you say to him?
First and foremost, for all those fathers out there that are not with their kids, please be a father to your child. Mm-hmm. If you're not with the woman of your children, you can still be a very influential part of your child's life.
Right.
You know, but if there's a lot of kids out there that don't have father figures, or fathers may not be around, father may be in jail, father may be dead, whatever, on drugs, whatever the case may be, you know, find God.
That's right.
God is, you know,
father
to the fatherless.
That's right. That's
right. You know, so you know,
And we'll supply all of your needs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It'll give you something to look forward to.
Daddy, all right, let everybody know how they can follow you on Twitter and Instagram.
On Twitter, I am Rule York, RULEYORK. And on Instagram, I'm Rule York City.
Yo, Ja Rule York!
Yeah. And we're going to fire this microphone up when we go to commercial break. And he's going to do a freestyle that you can catch exclusively on the RickySmileyMorningShow.com website. So be sure you check that later on this afternoon.
There it is. Praise break up next. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.